Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about asking for help. Now, asking for help can be harder and more complex than you think, but it should not scare you. So in this episode, we're going to tackle how to ask for help, overcoming fear with asking for help, and to get the answers that you need. Now, this morning, as I was recording this podcast, or prior to recording it, Laura Kalbag, and hopefully I'm pronouncing your last name right, Laura, sorry if I'm not, but she released an article, which is a fantastic read on asking for help, specifically around public speaking. So I recommend checking that one out. I left a link in the show notes to the Medium article. Really recommend reading that one. So I've broken down asking for help into three sections. One is the fear of asking for help. Two, how to actually ask for help. And three, what to ask and what to provide. So let's cover the first one, the fear of asking for help. So one of the biggest things that comes up is it is a silly or stupid question. Basically, to summarize this up in one big hit is there is no silly or stupid question. The only stupid question is the one not asked. Now, you might be at various skill levels with various technologies. You might never have used something before and you need to know something basic. That's fine. Don't ever feel like you need to know absolutely everything. If you're new, then, you know, just ask the question. You're going to learn from something. If anyone does end up, you know, going, oh, you don't know this, then they're just really bad people. And yeah, I'd try to not associate with those people. That's pretty blunt, but they're not really helping anyone. They're not helping you, and it's gonna make you feel bad. So to all those people out there, if anyone does ask you a simple question and you do respond in that kind of manner, you need to look and just reassess, you know, how you are presenting yourself to that person, and just try and actually help them out. The other fear that comes basically from that is that you're going to be judged. Now, most people I've ever met or asked for help, no one has ever judged me, ever. And that really shows, especially in a team environment. Generally, as a team, you're there to help all one another. So you should really be asking, especially in a team situation, if it's a company you work for or a project you're working on, you know, your team should be always there to help and boost you up and increase everything in terms of, you know, knowledge and productivity and things like that. So that really boils down to trust. You need to trust your fellow, your team members, your peers, your friends, things like that, you know, that they're not going to judge you. If you have a problem, which I've found mostly in the web, if people have a problem, they're very open to helping. Don't be scared to be judged, because generally you won't be. If you knew it's something, then you knew it's something. Or if you don't know this problem, then don't know how to solve this problem, rather, then you just don't know how to solve this problem. Just remember that it's better to ask the question and actually get help, and instead of stumbling for hours and hours and hours, and at least you'll get either an answer or a point in the right direction. So make sure that you don't feel like you're going to be judged. The next part is the fear is just not knowing how. So asking for help, as I said, it can be harder and more complex than you think. And this can also lead into imposter syndrome. Now, this happens to absolutely everyone on the web. It's nothing shameful or anything like that. It happens to everyone. We shouldn't feel it. It's imposter syndrome is bad. It makes us feel worse than what... it makes us feel just really bad about our skills, even though it's not a true indication of our skill. It just happens from time to time where you feel like, oh, I'm not good at something, you know. Yeah, you may receive, like, if anyone's going through imposter syndrome, you've probably seen stuff that's like people are giving you compliments and things like that, and you still feel like you're not very good, and it just crops up. There's a whole bunch of things that can lead to imposter syndrome, as well as just some general unknowns, but yeah, this all contributes, and having the fear to ask, it is kind of a touchy subject when it comes to imposter syndrome, because you do feel like you're just an absolute hack. It's happened to me many, many, many times, and yeah, it's an interesting, well, it's hard, I can't really say interesting, but it's not fun, but it's strange how it just comes on. But yeah, just to identify that, most of the time, just try and not, and it's easier said than done, personally, from experience, but you just have to know that you're better than what you think. And, you know, this is all a whole big learning journey. The web is, you're always learning. There's never knowing everything in web. So just try and remember that you'll never know everything in the web. And there's always new things to learn. And there'll probably always someone who knows something more than you in a particular subject. That's just how it is. And we'll all eventually just keep growing and growing and growing together. So once we kind of got over that fear, now we need to know how to actually ask for help. There's a couple of different ways to ask for help. So there's when you're solo. So asking the internet, so something on like Stack Overflow or a forum or something like that. Asking there, that's one way to ask for help. Another one's in a team setting. Now, hopefully using some kind of real-time chat such as Slack. And there's a few ways to ask for help there. So there's private message. So, you know, you DM someone on the team specifically, or you can leave a public question in a channel. And that way a number of people can chime in, or someone who's available can then chime in. Sometimes a direct message is a bit too direct. And the last one is to actually ask help with a video. So sometimes a video is great to use because it gives some context. All right, so that covers how to actually ask for help, so the different methods of asking for help there. So now what to ask and what to provide. The first thing is a scenario. So you want to do like a job story, user story, some way to explain the problem and then your expected outcome. And once you've got the problem and then the expected outcome, it's generally easier to match up, you know, where you need to go from there. The next is breaking down your problem into steps. This is really important because you might be thinking too far ahead, and breaking them down makes it easier to kind of see where in the pipeline your problem is. As well as it breaks down the problem for people into steps and makes it easier to digest in general for everyone. So that one's very important. Providing code examples. People sometimes will ask, how do I solve this and that with an existing bit of code that they have, but they don't provide any code. And it makes it kind of hard because you might think, okay, the answer, so you're helping this person, the answer is going to be this, but it turns out because they've done X, Y, or Z, that's going to not, your solution to their problem is not going to actually work because you don't have the full context of the situation. So it's really important that when you're asking a question that you provide some code snippets, like in a gist, for example, and just name the files and try to order them in execution if there's an execution order, and just outline line numbers specifically and things like that if there is a specific line or multiple lines there. The next part is to provide screenshots. So if there's a visual problem, what you need to do is provide some screenshots, because sometimes it's a lot easier to see something that's going on through a screenshot. It just provides that context, because most of the time we're working in code, but if you're on the front end, say specifically, then it's easy to see, like, I can see this is overlapping something, and you, as a front end person, you might be like, okay, there's a float breaking, or there's a position breaking there, or something like that. And again, as I spoke to on how to ask for help, what to ask, you can ask through a video. So a video is really good because you can show some code, you can show the execution. So maybe it's some animations happening and there's something wrong with the animation. You actually see it and talk it through. And sometimes that's a lot easier than just typing and providing some files. So this gives you a real context into what is happening in the issue, and how you're actually producing the issue. And say if someone can pull down your code and then play around with it, they can see the exact same steps that you're taking. So this is basically just a visual way of breaking down your problem into steps. And generally that can be a lot better because you're actually seeing the issue happen right then and there. You don't have to kind of imagine the issue. But that's essentially it. So the main thing is, you know, don't be scared to ask for help. When you're asking for help in the various in your various methods, just make sure that you are then outlining things in a nice structured way that gives plenty of information and context to the person that you're asking the question. You know, this is going to make it a lot easier on everyone involved with trying to solve the problem, and yeah, you'll generally get a solution a lot sooner. Anyway, that's essentially it. If you have any advice on how to ask for help, things that you've run into and how you've overcome them, anything like that, please send a tweet through to @CodyCatchUp. You can send an email through to codacatchup@gmail.com or leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. But I'd really love to know, if there's ways that you've found asking for help, what's kind of improved it, how you got over your fears of asking for help, what have you found that makes asking for help easier, anything like that. I'd love to know that, and then we could probably share it with the rest of the audience there. So please send them through. And also, if you do have a spare few minutes, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Really appreciate that. It gives some feedback to myself and also provides some visibility into the podcast. But anyway, that's it, and we'll catch the next episode.